New burst of grief in Ukraine's increasingly under fire capital. Relatives mourn not at gravesides, but by the newly covered bodies of the dead, a 9-year-old girl, her mother, and another woman killed on Children's Day. They'd run to a bomb shelter under this hospital but found the door locked. They were still waiting to get in when debris fell from an overhead missile interception. Yaroslav Ryadchuk's wife of 17 years, Natalia, was one of the women killed.
My wife is lying there dead just because the guard didn't open the door. They asked me to go around the building and wake him up. I ran, but then the explosion happened. Shattered glass started falling, and I knew I had to run back. When I returned, it was over. There was a lot of blood, women, children.
Kyiv's mayor visiting the scene said an investigation was underway. Ukraine says 10 ballistic and 3 cruise missiles were launched on Kyiv, all of them intercepted, but interceptions can themselves have fatal consequences. Dashcam footage released on Thursday showed just how close an escape drivers in the capital had on Monday when part of a missile came down on a road. Russian civilians, too, have been describing their fear after early morning strikes on the border town of Shebekino in the Belgorod region. In video broadcast on Russian state television, people said they were forced to stay in place for hours, several residents reportedly injured, before evacuations could begin.
It was terrible shelling, just terrible. They broke the windows, they broke our windows. We were very scared.
Earlier, self-styled anti-Kremlin Russian fighters based in Ukraine released video in which they said they were preparing an incursion into Russia. An unnamed fighter saying the forces would soon be in Shebekino and blaming the Russian military for shelling the area. Drone video released by the Freedom of Russia Legion purported to show Russian military targets being destroyed. Russia's defense ministry said it had repelled an attempted raid.
More than 30 Ukrainian terrorists, 4 armoured combat vehicles, 1 Grad multiple missile launcher and 1 pickup truck were destroyed in the border area on the Ukrainian side.
Ukraine has been promising to launch its counter-offensive for some time now. Already, the intensity of the fighting in this war seems to be increasing. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera.